Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ben Antinin is hella Becheres mi Bavel. Ben Antinin is brought Becheres, the firstborn animals, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Veloi kiblu mimeno, and they did not accept it. Why not? Because there's a connection. The Rab brings the Pasuk says, V'chatof ne'a Hashem alekecho, and then it brings Maser de Ganchot Yoshech Vitzarechu, Becheres bekorcho Vitzaynecho. So because there's a connection between Maseres and also Becheres, so the place that you bring Maser Dagon, that's the same place that you bring Becheres. So since we do not bring Maseres in Chutz La'aretz, therefore we do not bring Becheres in Chutz La'aretz. So that's why I didn't accept it. Yosef HaKohen Hevi Bikurei Yayin V'Shemen V'Loi Kiblu Mimenu. So Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim from Yayin and Shemen, and they did not accept it. So I, Frek de Rav, we had in the previous Mishnayos, in the end of Trumas, that when it comes to Bikurim, you always have to bring the fruits themselves to Eretz Yisrael, and you cannot make them into fruit juice, with two exceptions, which is olive oil and grape juice, wine. But you see over there that you were allowed to bring liquid grape juice and liquid olive oil to Yerushalayim. So how come they weren't makabel from Yosef HaKohen? So the teretz is that that's only when they harvest the grapes and the olives specifically in order to make liquid. Then you can take the liquid as Bikurim. Masha'in Kain, if they didn't do that, they stam, just made it, then you can't. That's what the Rav says. It seems the Rambam held that the Mishnayos are cholik on each other, and the Rambam seems to say, on this Mishnah, Halacha is like this Mishnah, but the other Mishnah that says that you can bring it from Zeisim and Anovim, that's Davka Das Rabbi Yehuda, that's a Yochid. But regardless, they were not Makabel from Yosef HaKohen. Mishnah continues, Afu Heles Bonav Uvnei Beiso Lasas Pesach Kotten B'Yushalayim. So he, which is Yosef HaKohen, also brought his children and all the children of his house to bring the Pesach cotton, which is Pesach Sheni. And normally we know that there's a mitzvah of Re'iyah, and the mitzvah is to bring all the children as well. But that's dafka by Pesach Rishon Bilvad. That's dafka by the actual Yontif of Pesach. He even did it by Pesach Sheni. So because he was a choshev person, even though there's really nothing wrong, but since he's a choshev person, people may think and learn from him, just like you have to bring children. Yirah kol zechurcha. On the Yontif itself, people think that you have to do it for Pesach Sheni too, if you had to bring a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, they did not accept it, like the Mishnah says, v'chziru shalo yikova hadavar chayva. So they turned them back. People shouldn't accept it as an obligation. Aristan hevi bikurv me'apamyo v'kivu mimenu. So Aristan, he brought his bikurim from a place called Apamya. This is a place in Syria, and we just discussed Syria, at some dinum of Eretz Yisrael. V'kivu mimenu, and they're mekabel from him. Aye, why are they mekabel him? Isn't it outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah says, if a person buys from Syria, buys fruits from Syria, it's as if he's buying from Parvers, like the outskirts and the little villages outside of Yerushalayim. And the Taisi Yontif says, but we know we don't bring truma from outside, like we said in Maseches Shviyas, like Yushalmi says, because we're choshish that the Kohanim would run after it and they would actually go out to Chutz La'aretz. But by Bikurim, there's no chash because everybody's got to bring Bikurim into Yerushalayim anyway. Solik Maseches Challah.